Braca.
Nice to meet you.
Medical resident Braha Cantor is on her lunch break during one of her rotation shifts. She's carrying a cardboard clam of cafeteria food and has her long white doctor's coat on, which is significant. As a med student, she used to wear a short white coat.
So that's like the cocktail party, and that's like the gala or something.
The long coat means she's 70% through a very long 15-year journey. Cantor is spending more time in medical training because she wants to be a geriatrician, a specialty that means, to be board certified, she has to train for 3 more years after she completes a residency. Cantor says she was really close with her grandparents while she was growing up.
And it just made me really interested and passionate in making it better and helping them age with grace.
That's not the only reason she chose to be a geriatrician.
It's a growing need. There's a tsunami of, you know, aging folks, you know, entering the healthcare system.
That tsunami means the field needs more people like Cantor. But data shows there aren't enough. For example, in Indiana, there are only 91 geriatricians for an over 65 population of 900,000. The American Geriatrics Society estimates 300 doctors are immediately needed to make up for the shortage.
Professionals in geriatrics are asking why.
Stephen Council is president of the American Geriatrics Society. He says many schools are working to recruit students to the field, but they gravitate towards specialties that will help them pay back their massive med school debts more quickly.
Geriatricians, however, are at the lowest pay level for physicians now.
Additionally, geriatrics is very rarely about quick solutions and more about managing lots of chronic conditions, such as diabetes, that never truly get cured.
But if you compare that to specialties that have procedures or can do a quick treatment and actually cure someone's problem, that can be much more gratifying, you know, to a young person.
These barriers mean Indiana University School of Medicine's Glenda Westmoreland, the director of geriatrics education, not only needs to develop curricula for med students, but also act as a PR director.
And sometimes they don't necessarily realize that they want to go into geriatrics until they get into medicine and they see, oh, this is a really cool field.
Westmoreland says much of the problem is about exposure. If students don't know older people growing up, they don't consider geriatrics at all. The solution, getting students early. IU Med School used to save the required geriatrics rotation until the 3rd year of residency, but recently moved it to the 1st year, hoping to catch people before they decide to pursue a different specialty. And once a student shows just a kernel of interest, Westmoreland says they nurture it hard.
And so we're looking to try to identify ways to, once a resident thinks about geriatrics as a career, not to let them drop that, not to let them get persuaded by their peers.
She says students then get hooked up with a geriatrician as a mentor who checks in with them periodically and then becomes a sort of cheerleader. Finally, the school recruits a bunch of octo and nonagenarians.
The Council of Elders.
To travel the state and meet with medical students in order to dispel certain stereotypes about what older people are like. Westmoreland says those stereotypes, that older people are grumpy, frail, and intractable, are another barrier keeping students from the field. Braha Cantor says that kind of exposure will do one of two things.
You get exposed to an aging person, and you're either disgusted by it, you're annoyed, you lose patience, or it, you know, opens up something inside you.
It's worth noting, even though they're paid less, geriatricians are among doctors who report the highest quality of life and amount of job satisfaction. IU is hoping that will sway students' minds. They're hoping for a dozen more Brachas, because right now, the mere handful of students isn't enough to fill the state's need. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.